Senator Udall, today the president laid out a new set of surveillance rules that would transfer the storage of millions of telephone records from the government to private phone companies. The plan is a product of protests apparently by members of Congress, including yourself. Congress has to approve these measures. Do you support them fully, and will they be approved by Congress?
I'm looking forward to studying the president's proposal, but by all indications, he's embraced my bipartisan plan to end the dragnet collection of Americans' private phone records. The Constitution is clear, and Coloradans agree. The ongoing bulk collection of Americans' call records is unacceptable, and it must be brought to an end. For years, I felt like I've been a voice in the wilderness pushing to end government surveillance overreach and protect our constitutional rights. And as a member of the Intelligence Committee, I've been fighting for years to rein in the NSA, and the president's proposal is proof that my lonely fight is finally delivered for Coloradans' privacy.
Well, and apparently, you know, the White House's proposal contains an exemption, however, that would allow the government to get phone records without a court order in an emergency situation. What does that mean to you, and are you concerned about those possible ramifications of that?
If it's truly an emergency basis, I support that approach. But on a routine basis, the government has to get court approval before they conduct surveillance. We're going to basically turn off the data vacuum cleaner that's been sucking in all of the phone records of almost all Americans on a daily basis. So we may have emergencies. They're very rare, but this program that's been in place whereby every day the NSA takes in enormous amounts of data will end. And that's a victory for the American people. It's what I've been calling for since 2011.
And, you know, you said you were a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. You've been outspoken about a purported breach of conduct by the CIA, noting in a recent opinion in the Colorado Springs Gazette about the CIA that they, quote, tried to intimidate the committee itself regarding oversight powers. With all of this, the CIA, the NSA, spying on Americans, things like that, have you been satisfied with the response by the intelligence community and by the president and how things are moving forward as Americans in their security?
As to the announcement today, I am looking forward to studying the president's proposal, but by all indications, he's endorsed what I've been proposing for the last 3 years, almost to the letter. That I see as a victory for Coloradans and for Americans and for our privacy rights. As to the CIA, I've made it clear that the CIA intimidated the committee. I take my oversight responsibilities very seriously, and I'm going to do everything I possibly can to make sure that they respect our oversight function. Why? Because we need a strong intelligence collection and surveillance program, but it has to have the trust of the American people, and the American people have raised significant questions about both the NSA and the CIA. I don't care who's in the White House. I'm going to keep fighting for the principles of oversight and privacy and basic freedoms.
And it definitely seems the president is taking a lot of your recommendations for these recent proposals that he's put out today. Has there been intense discussion with the president? Have you been in contact with him regarding these things, or is this simply just kind of a response from what you've been putting out there in the public view?
No, I put forth my views to the president personally on three different occasions and in person, and then I've had conversations with him on the phone about what I've been proposing over the last year. I am going to review what he's put forward, but by all of my initial impressions, he has endorsed what I've been proposing for 3 years since 2011, which is you turn off the datum vacuum cleaner, you respect Americans' privacy, and you have access to these phone records, but only on an as-needed basis and with a court order.
And this is going to be bipartisan support, it appears like, if these things go through the legislature.
There is very broad bipartisan support. I've been able to build a coalition that extends across the political spectrum. At the heart of the concept of freedom is the freedom to be left alone. That's another way of saying Americans really appreciate and respect and guard their privacy. That's what we're doing. We're guarding Americans' privacy here. At the same time, while finding a balance with our intelligence efforts so we keep our country safe. We can do both. Ben Franklin put it quite well. He said a society that would trade essential liberties for short-term security deserves neither. We can do the opposite. We can protect essential liberties, and we can also provide for the security of the country.